Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome back to Live from the Patio podcast. If you have not followed us on IG, I need you to stop what you're doing and go follow at Live from the Patio podcast. Follow us, like a picture, drop a comment, give us some feedback. All right, so we're going to jump right to it. Yo, I'm going to be talking about three mistakes to avoid in life. I'm going to talk about one today and then tune in for the other two. First one is, yo, comparing yourself. Comparing yourself to others is probably the hardest thing to avoid. I know I've done it, whether someone wants to admit it or not, most likely you've done it. Especially in the times that we are now, where everybody has a social media account of some sort, either Instagram, Facebook, or whatever else is out there, right? You in the bathroom on lunch, while you eat, before you go to sleep, when you wake up, you always check your phone, right? Either current events or what's going on in your timeline, your friends, your family, what they doing, what they up to. And it's all cool, right? But the issue is that most people only show their highlights of their life, right? So example, I personally watch highlights of basketball. Why? Because the highlights are the most interesting part, right? So you see somebody drop 40, 60 points a game, right? You see all their highlights, and everything that got them there, right? So you don't really see what happens behind the scenes for them to drop 40, drop 60 in a game. You know what I'm saying? They don't show you them getting up early, shooting hundreds of times, or going over game tapes trying to master their craft. They don't show you that. I know there's documentaries and shit, but they don't give you highlights of the process, right? It's just like these ads or these videos that be showing a guy like in front of the Lambo with money and selling a dream. Most times people say, yo, it's a scam. And I think our mind goes straight to scam because we think those things are not tangible, right? Maybe they are legit, but because I think it's for, like, it's far-fetched that I can't get to it, like, I won't even try to understand it. You feel me? So And there's also a difference, right? There's a difference between comparing yourself to others or analyzing them. There are people that have positive shit on social media, right? When I listen to others' podcasts or watch them on YouTube, you know, watch YouTube videos of other people having positive attitudes or, you know, they're entrepreneurs. There's always some kind of takeaway I get from their content, right, that I can always apply to my own life, right? That being said, you still have to take action. You can't watch or read someone doing push-ups and expect to be able to do push-ups. Feel me? And you haven't even tried, right? So, yo, I'm going to drop that right there for you. I'm going to wrap it up. But here, look, last thing I'm going to leave you with is you become what you consume. If I spend all day watching other people, I'm never going to have time for myself to focus on myself, right? Yo, stay tuned for the other two mistakes to avoid in life coming soon.